In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming the Word of God, the Holy Word of God. Thy Word is the lamp unto my feet, hallelujah, so that I be able to walk and without stumbling. Who is Jesus, according to the letter to the Hebrews? He is the brightness of the Father's glory. He is the brightness of the Father's glory. Oh, many people were saying that he was an angel that took on flesh. But the letter of the Hebrews says, "For unto which of the angels said the Father at any time, Thou art my Son, this day I have begotten thee." That Jesus is the Son of God, eternally begotten by the Father. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Hallelujah. And again, when he brings in the first begotten into the world, he says, "And let all the angels of God worship him." You see, the angels of God worship. We remember outside the crib, they were singing, "Gloria, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." And of the angels, he said, "Who makes his angels spirits and ministers of flame of fire." But unto the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever." Your throne, O God, Son of God, is God. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. I tell you, Jesus is anointed with the oil of gladness. There was no pity party that he had. I'm telling you, the oil of gladness. But when you're sick, it's a very sad thing. I know. I remember, you know, when people would say to me, "You know, Father Tom, you gotta dance." And I couldn't dance. I couldn't dance. I couldn't dance. I couldn't barely move my feet. And, you know, and that's the nature of sickness. But the Lord wants us to be healed. He wants us to be healed. He comes with healing in his wings. That's the Lord. Whatever sickness you have, he wants you to be healed. That's why we go to doctors, and that's why we go to prayer. That God wants you healed. He doesn't want you sick. That's the reality of the presence of God. Jesus did not say to one of the people, "Suffer, people. It's doing you good." Every person that he met that had faith, he healed their iniquities. He healed their sins, and he healed their bodies. He has the oil of gladness. Hallelujah. The Lord is not a pickle face. He has the oil of gladness. I have a picture that someone gave me of Jesus smiling. Oh, he has the oil of gladness. "And thou, Lord, in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth." Yes, Jesus spoke the world into existence. The Word of God spoke the world into existence. In all the universes, he spoke it all into existence. Oh, yes, "and thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands." Yes, the heavens are the work of the hands of the Word of God. He spoke the heavens into existence. He spoke the earth into existence. He spoke you into existence. You're not a mistake. I want to tell you, you're not a mistake. That people say, "You know what, I'm a mistake." Oh, no, not to God. He spoke you into existence. Even though your mother and father didn't plan for you, God planned for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is real. There are no mistakes in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we have people outside the abortion mills today. Save the women, Lord, and save the children. I tell you, Jesus Christ is the Lord. Jesus Christ is the Lord. And even the heavens are the works of his hands. They shall perish, but you remain, yes. And they shall all wax old as a garment, and as a vesture shall you fold them up, and they shall be changed, but you are the same, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. This everything awe may just completely go crazy. Like we just heard the judges, they said that marriage between same sex is all right. Well, my Lord, you think that God will not respond to that? Oh, watch the weather patterns. Watch what God's going to do. Watch the stock market. Watch everything. Here we are, you know, saying that marriage can be between two men and marriage can be between two women. I'm sorry. That's not the way God intended it. And I'm telling you, we've spoke out through this These judges are on the line. I'm going to tell you, they're on the line. They voted wrong. Marriage is between a man and a woman. You can ask any child that. Who gets married? Mommy and daddy. Yeah, that's right. Mommy and daddy. And no more daddy and daddy. No more mommy and mommy. But the Supreme Court said it's okay. It's okay to have daddy and daddy and mommy and mommy. Well, you know what? That's what the Supreme Court says. Let's see what God says. Unfortunately, we will see things happen that we'll say, why? Where was God? I'll tell you where God was. He's responding to our sin. He's responding to our sin. I'm talking about sin in the earth. I'm not talking about you getting cancer. I'm not talking about you getting arthritis. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the weather patterns. I'm talking about the stock market. I'm talking about gold. Gold went down today over $40. I'm talking about silver. Silver probably went down also. I'm telling you, what we do affects heaven. Heaven is responding to what we do. That's real. But to which of the angels said he, at any time, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? Jesus Christ now is at the right hand of the Father. Jesus Christ now is showing the Father his wounded hands, his wounded side, and his wounded feet. And he says, this is for them. This is for them. This is for them. Then it talks about the angels. Are they not all, the angels, ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation? I tell you what the angels do. The angels care for us. Oh, my guiding angel, keep me in the right path. Oh, holy angels of God, you are ministering spirits. You are sent forth by the Father to minister to those that are heirs of salvation, to those who have been saved. I tell you, oh, holy angels of God, be around every listener that's listening to the radio today. Be around every listener and let them know that Jesus Christ is Lord and that Jesus Christ loves them and that Jesus the Lord has a plan for them and that Jesus is anointed with the oil of gladness. Hallelujah. Let them know this. Let them know this, that no sin is so great that they can't be forgiven. Let them know this. Let them know this. Holy angels of God, minister to the people that hear the word of God. Minister to the people that hear the word of God, because you know what? You can do that, holy angels of God. You are sent from the throne of God to minister to those who are on the way to salvation. That's us. That is the job ministry of the angels, to praise God and to minister to us, minister to you, minister to me. Now, we heard that Jesus is the fullness of the divinity. He's the fullness of God, that he is the glory of God. He spoke the world into existence. Now we're going to find out who we are. And I'm looking at Ephesians, and I'm looking at Ephesians 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Let me tell you, it's by the will of God. Remember, he persecuted Christians. To the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. And he prays, grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So I bless you now by saying grace to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Then it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Yes, Lord, you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. Yes, Lord, you are in Christ. It's all about being in Christ. According as he hath chosen us in him, we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. You were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. I was converted in 1968, but I'm telling you, I was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And you were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Oh, yes, that we should be holy. Our holiness comes from who lives in our hearts, the sacred Father, the blessed Son, and the wonderful Holy Spirit. Having predestined us unto the adoption of children, that we have been adopted by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. It is the good pleasure of his will that we have been adopted. How? Through the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Can we ever outpreach the blood of Jesus? You are an adopted child. I am an adopted child because I am in Christ. You are in Christ. And the Lord has poured out his blood upon us to forgive us our sins. And you know what? We are his adopted children. And it's his good pleasure. The good pleasure is to praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Okay, listen. You are accepted in the Beloved. You are accepted in Jesus Christ. You know, you have a problem. You say, I don't feel like I'm loved. You have been accepted in Jesus Christ. You have been washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. You are accepted by the Jesus who died on the cross and who rose from the dead, in whom we have redemption through his blood. There it is, that we have been redeemed, bought back by the blood of Jesus, the forgiveness of our sins according to the riches of his glory. The riches of his glory is shown in his precious blood. How often do I have to talk about the blood every day? Because not many people talk about the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus gives us the power to become children of God. The blood of Jesus washes all our sins away. The blood of Jesus is our redemption. He redeems us, buys us back through the precious blood of Jesus. I tell you this, that not many people talk about the blood in church. And you know, I don't understand it, because we have the blood of Jesus on the altar, and not many priests speak about the power of the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is great power in the blood of Jesus. My friends, you have been adopted, redeemed, bought back through the precious blood of Jesus. You are not worth any diminishable price of silver or gold, but you have been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, slain from the foundation of the earth. Oh yes, from the foundation of the earth. He spoke the earth into existence as the Word of God. He spoke the heavens into existence. And he, adorable Jesus, speaks to you and says, you are in me and I am in you. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. In him is our life. You see, I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, you'll be able to ask what you want and it will be done unto you. You are in him. I don't care if you say, I have a bad relationship with myself. I don't think very much. I'm telling you, you're in Jesus Christ today. You're in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is Lord. You are a son of God. You're a daughter of God, bought with the price of the precious blood of Jesus. That's who you are. Jesus Christ called you from the foundation of the earth. Before the earth was established, He chose you to be in Christ and to be His adopted son, the Father's adopted son, the Father's adopted daughter. This is my beloved Son, not only Jesus, but you and me, in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. They are in Christ, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He has purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time He might gather together into one all things in Christ, both which are on heaven and those that are on earth. I tell you, that's what Jesus is doing. He wants to gather everything, everything in heaven, every person on earth to Himself. But we need to say, I surrender. I surrender. He wants to establish everything would become in Christ, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. Hallelujah. You have an inheritance. And your inheritance is from Jesus Christ, destined according to the purpose of Him who works all things after the counsel of His will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, that we should be to the praise of the glory of Christ because we've trusted in Christ. Are you trusting in Him today? Are you trusting in Him today for your salvation? Are you trusting in Him today for your healing? Are you trusting in Him today for your redemption? Are you trusting in Him today for a job? Are you trusting in Him? Are you trusting in Him? Oh, Jesus, take care of everything. 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 Jesus, I trust in You. Jesus, I trust in You. Jesus, I trust in You. In whom you also trusted, after that you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, and you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You became a child of God by faith in baptism, by hearing the word of God, that you belong to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. You have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Touch your heart. I have been sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, with the promised Holy Spirit. I have been washed in the blood of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. I am in him, and He is in me, and He is in me. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb. I am an adopted son of God. I am an adopted son of God. I belong to the Father. I belong to the Father. Redeemed. Bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. Bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. You have been redeemed. Bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. I tell you, we who have the blood on the altar, when people receive the Eucharist, the blood is there. We don't preach about the blood. And that's too bad, because you know what? It's all about the blood. It's all about the blood. It's all about the blood. You've been sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. This is the first fruit of our complete salvation, the Holy Spirit. It's like a down payment. Down payment means that, you know what, I have a down payment on this bed. I just have to continue to pay for it. Now, our down payment is the Holy Ghost, because we are in Christ, and we will receive in Christ as we keep on giving our life to Jesus Christ, as we keep on believing in Jesus Christ. We will receive not only the down payment, but we will receive at the end the full payment. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith, Paul hears of the faith of the Ephesians, in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints. In other words, you not only have faith in Jesus, but you love each other. Cease not to give thanks for you. I give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Oh Lord, everyone who listens to the radio, I say bless them. Bless them with the blessings that only you can give them. Lord, give them everything that they need. Everything that they need. Let them know how much you love them. Let them know how much you love them. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus. We give thanks for all the people who hear me every day. We give thanks for them. And Lord, open the gates of heaven that they would receive the promised Holy Spirit. Oh God, pour out your love upon them. Give them that spirit that receives his love, that receives the gifts, that receives his presence. Give them that spirit of God that they need, that I need. I need more of the Holy Spirit. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Oh yes, Lord, give unto my people the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Jesus Christ and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, give unto these people the spirit of wisdom, yes, and the spirit of revelation, yes, in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want that for them and I want that for me. Come on, let's say it. Give unto me the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, and the spirit of revelation, and the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, are enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling. What is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of his glory in the inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought. This is the power we have, which he wrought in Jesus Christ in raising him from the dead and set him at his right hand in the heavenly places. You have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead living in you. That Holy Spirit, God poured out the Spirit upon that dead body of Jesus. It became a living vessel, glorified. You have the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And you're far above all principalities. You're far above the devil, all powers, and all dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world which is yet to come. And he hath put all things under his feet. Hallelujah! You are under the feet of Jesus. I am under the feet of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, the devil is too. The only place the devil needs to be is under the feet of Jesus. He doesn't need to be in your pocketbook. He doesn't need to be in your mind. But under the feet of Jesus, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Let me just tell you, just to go over this, the Father has gloriously blessed you in being called a son of God and being called a daughter of God. The Father has blessed you. You have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. You are not an orphan. You are his son. Jesus, he said of Jesus, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And he says in you, to you, this is my beloved daughter in whom I'm well pleased. You are in him. You've been adopted. Hallelujah. You have the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Yes, Lord. You have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowing Jesus. In knowing Jesus, the Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus. You have not been bought with the price of silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus, slain from the foundation of the world. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I want to tell you about our School of the Holy Spirit. You can register. If you want to register for 1 or 2 days, you can register on inseason.net, inseason.net. It's between the 14th of July and the 20th of July. I tell you, God is going to be moving, because we are going to be seeking Jesus Christ. We are going to be seeking Jesus Christ. And maybe you can't dance, but I saw yesterday a sign that said, you're in the middle of a storm and you're waiting for the storm to pass by. Your waiting does no good. Dance in the rain. Dance in the rain. Even if you dance a couple of feet, dance in the rain. Dance in the rain. The storm is real. I know how real the storm is. I know the power that the storm has. But you know what? Rather than giving power to the storm, dance in the rain, dance in the rain, dance in the rain, because you're an adopted son of God. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.